Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. Our email address, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. Thanks for tuning in today. A major event in the world of Indiana's tech sector, the MIRA Awards, honoring the best technology companies in the state. The date, April 20th, put on the calendars of hundreds of tech professionals. The MIRA Awards are a black tie, Oscars-style gala. If you thought the tech sector was limited to Silicon Valley, the East Coast, maybe Austin, this is a reminder of vibrant companies like ExactTarget, Angie's List, Cha-Cha, and there are many smaller startups. One of those entrepreneurs is Doug Carr, who founded DK New Media and operates from a trendy, renovated office space on Market Street, just off Monument Circle.
Well, my name is Doug Carr. I have an agency in downtown Indianapolis called DK New Media, and we help companies that basically their online marketing is broken. So they're not getting the leads, they're not getting the business that they should online, and we help build that for them.
How do you do that?
Well, I think ever since the web started, people obviously saw that there was a demand there, that consumers were starting to research and purchase online. But what's really happened is that it's transformed companies. You know, obviously it started to bury traditional, you know, print and direct mail and things like that because of the cost and speed and efficiency and adoption. So a lot of that money and a lot of that advertising and marketing has moved online. And now companies are having to make those transitions. For some, it's painful. For some, they're really great at it. But, you know, it could be through search engines. You know, people utilize search engines, so we help people obviously get better visibility on search engines. It could be through social media and social networks, which is having an impact on search as well now. It could be email marketing, and then all other kinds of things. You know, the ability to download nice white papers from a website and the ability to look at informational graphics that spread like wildfire on the web. Basically, whatever we can do to help a client increase the visibility above their competitors is what we're after.
And now mobile comes along.
And mobile has not just come along, it's literally the numbers are almost impossible to believe, but the adoption of mobile, I think just for email, I think it's, you know, up 200% or something, that people now skim through their email on a device and then they go back to the office and read the rest. You know, so mobile is just huge from an email standpoint, from a research standpoint, from a shopping standpoint. You know, people stand there with their mobile device in front of the product and price it out with their competitors and everything else. So mobile growth has been absolutely enormous. And so it's another way that, you know, clients might come to us and they say that they're suffering and we see that they don't have any mobile view of their website. It's not optimized for viewing on a mobile device. So we'll help them with that as well.
Indianapolis has a few companies like yours that yeah. are – do we call you a startup or is it past that by now?
I think it's fairly young still. I like thinking of us as a startup. It's still fun to try to keep the lights on. And then I feel as though we're not mature yet as an industry. It's still young from that standpoint.
Your marketing technology blog kind of covers this industry.
Absolutely.
You cover this. Yeah. So where are we in 2013? If you were describing this industry to somebody who hadn't been here since 2000 or something like that.
Well, what we're seeing that's really helping, and we were talking about this, you know, earlier with DK New Media. When we first started, people everywhere said, be a niche, you know, figure out one thing, how to do it well, and then do that all day long. And the problem that we were seeing was that marketers they already had that. They already had someone internal that they were great at writing content, but they didn't know how to do SEO. They didn't know how to do social. They didn't know how to pull in analytics. They didn't know how to start an email program. So what we saw was the opportunity really to branch out and find the gaps with these companies and then fill those gaps and feed the other mediums. They're not silos. People will go from their mobile device to their desktop and then sign up for an email, and then 3 months later come back on another device and make a purchase off of their tablet. And after they saw an infographic, which was, it's not this easy just, people arrive, click, purchase. It doesn't work like that. And so what we see from a marketing technology standpoint is that same process, is that we had all of these tools that were just, email marketing, and then website content management system, and then there was SEO tools, and then there's social monitoring tools. Well, what you're seeing now is a convergence of those.
I think some of us aren't aware of how big all of this is. You mentioned ExactTarget, which not all that long ago was a smaller company, just been growing. Can you talk about them and some of the other companies in Indianapolis?
We work with a ton of them. But ExactTarget is probably the centerpiece of people see them. They're on the circle. It's run by Scott Dorsey, who's an incredible CEO that, took it from zero people to, where they are now. Not many people have done that. We're helping a young company called Tinderbox. They have software proposals online, so you can automate them and save your content. We have Jasubi, which is a sales dashboard company that's helpful. We're helping, and then we even have the infrastructure companies like Lifeline Data Centers, who have expanded into Eastgate Mall and are growing like crazy. There's hundreds of companies now, and the ecosystem is getting bigger and bigger. As I think what's happening is, we have this feeder system of universities, which brings this talent in, and then we have these companies that are really well versed at converting those young people, that talent, and they basically inject them with this entrepreneurial bug, and people start to see, well, if ExactTarget could do that, maybe we could do that. Maybe we could come up with an idea. Right On Interactive is a perfect example. It's a marketing automation company that, it was two guys that used to work at ExactTarget and had a rough time with Salesforce integration and everything else. They said, I think we can do this better, and now they're booming and doing very well. That's what's happening now. We're starting to see, if you looked at a population explosion graphic, I think that's what you're starting to see in Indianapolis, is the fruits of these parent companies are starting to spin off. Cha-Cha is spinning off people. Aprimo is spinning off people. Interactive Intelligence is spinning off these other companies.
Doug Carr of DK New Media in Indianapolis on the state's growing high-tech sector.
I'm so weird.
You went from innocent cute to weird.
Yep. This is going to be good. Are these guys talented or what?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We got the talent.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
You're listening to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss.
By the way, the 27th annual Taste of Muncie is Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Cornerstone Center for the Arts.
They'll have food from a good selection of area restaurants. You can vote on your favorite.
Proceeds benefit Cornerstone Center for the Arts programming and events.
Advance tickets are $20 and $15 for students with ID. Tickets purchased the day of the event will be $25 for adults and $15 for students with ID. Door prizes will be given away throughout the day.
For more information, check out cornerstonearts.org.
How'd they do?
Perfect.
Drop the mic. Include that.
Indiana has a fast-growing high-tech sector led by companies such as ExactTarget, Cha-Cha, Angie's List, and Interactive Intelligence. Some of the newest, brightest stars of the tech world are on display at the TechPoint Mira Awards on Saturday. That's last night if you're listening to our Sunday rebroadcast. The Mira Awards are like Indiana's Oscars of high-tech. More than 750 tech professionals and their friends, and a black-tie gala at the JW Marriott in downtown Indy. They call it the biggest stage and celebration for tech in the state. For some more perspective, we visited with Doug Carr, a marketing technology blogger who follows the scene and is CEO of DK New Media. We were at his Market Street headquarters just off Monument Circle on a Friday afternoon when his company holds its weekly open house. Other tech types, students, freelancers, and friends drop by for coffee or a beer. You may hear them in the background while we're talking. What I wanted to know is, it's great that the tech sector is growing in Indiana, but how much of this big talk about Indy is hype?
So now you're going to get me into trouble, right? If you're standing at the Monument Circle, you think this is the biggest marketing technology, arena in the world. Of course, if you're standing in Boston, you're going, Indy who? You know, didn't they win the Super Bowl a few years ago and beat us? You know, if you're standing in San Francisco, you know, I don't know that they even pay attention. So from within Indianapolis, we see this growth and we're excited about it and we keep smacking each other on the back. But from a, you know, United States standpoint of where the investment funding is going and where the infrastructure is going, I don't know that we're competing very well. I think there's a huge gap there.
Scott Jones would be among the leaders, and he has said, look, you have to have direct flights. We need a hub. We needed an airline hub a while back, and we didn't get one. I mean,
yeah, now we got the number one airport in the country, right? We just got rated number one, so that's good. But, yeah, Scott Jones is a great example. You know, if Scott Jones would have started Cha-Cha in San Francisco, he would be the hit of, you know, the town. Instead, he kept it here because he loves Indiana. And everybody poo-poos him. Well, you know, that guy's taken a startup for 8 years now and keeps it alive and keeps it going and keeps adjusting and changing direction as they see opportunity. I think they're an incredible company.
Is Indianapolis going to get an identity of some kind, the way you think of Austin and some of these other smaller cities that aren't obviously the home of MIT on the East Coast or San Francisco?
It's going to take some work. I think the companies here don't work well together. We spin off and then we don't talk to each other. And I think it's really going to take a cohesive strategy. We're really going to need some leadership there to kind of bring everybody together and say, do we want all these siloed companies that are big and, you know, bought out and everything else? Or do we want to make Indianapolis a hub? And, you know, I've talked to you about Chattanooga, you know, that, you know, it's a great example of a city that, you know, they have the gig city where they took 650 acres downtown of residential and office and they brought gigabit fiber into it. Well, we're in downtown Indianapolis and our building can't even get fiber in it, you know, and so I look at some of these smaller cities that are making these incredible infrastructure investments. Here we seem to place more safe bets. And then technology tends to compete with life sciences and competes with manufacturing. And manufacturing's safe for us. We've been doing it forever. We're the crossroads, you know, so let's put some money down over there. And then life sciences is big for us. But there's only a couple of companies, but we'll put some money over there. And then we'll put a little bit over here. Well, when you're putting a little bit of money everywhere, you know, nobody is really number one. And we don't really know what we are yet.
Is anybody talking about this need for better infrastructure for an information technology center here?
Yeah, I think TechPoint and the universities have really been pushing hard. I think, you know, Purdue, IUPUI, IU, BSU, Butler, they're all screaming pretty loud about, you know, what's going on. And TechPoint's under new leadership. We're excited about that. And you know, they're our lobbying organization, so hopefully they're going to town for it. They're really pushing the light rail. They're behind rapid transit just because that attracts more a younger crowd and a younger urban crowd. And we're excited about that, too. We're backers of that as well. So I think it's started. You know, it's just a matter of, I'm a big conservative guy, but, you know, sometimes these things need the leverage of the government a little bit more. You need a sledgehammer. When we needed Lucas Oil Stadium built, we didn't mess around, right? All of a sudden, we were building it, and we said, what happened? How did that get through, you know? And I think the same thing needs to happen with some of these other programs like light rail or infrastructure development downtown. We need someone that's going to stand up and be a leader and say, look, if we're going to compete in the future, we have to have this. Otherwise, we're going to be Detroit in, you know, 20 years.
Let's step back a step. Indiana, obviously for decades and generations, was a manufacturing center. Are there prospects for information technology really becoming a major job-generating force?
I think so. I think the companies that I know, like a Tinderbox, I think they've, you know, doubled or quadrupled in size. You know, ExactTarget, obviously, you know, incredible growth. And these aren't entry-level jobs. These are high-paying jobs. And I think that's a big difference. You know, if you want to increase your tax base, you don't want to bring in, you know, 8,000 minimum wage jobs. You'd much rather bring in, you know, 5,000 high paying jobs. That's going to get the tax, you know, revenue going. So, you know, we need both. Obviously, you need a balance. But I really think that we're ignoring the opportunity that online has presented, and that's that low cost of entry for companies. You know, literally you could have someone that pops up a desk at Launch Fishers or Developer Town, you know, at the speakeasy, and they've got a company.
You said the barriers to entry are low. Somebody with the right skills can come in, and what happens?
Yeah, well, I mean, we started at a coffee shop because there wasn't any place to go. But the speakeasy the city has put some money into it, and the speakeasy is basically this collaborative workspace where you can go work all day. They've got great bandwidth. They've got other companies with other expertise that you can talk to and get information on. And so you can get some leadership there. You can go to meetings there. You can meet, you know, people in the industry and get exposure. You can look for talent, you know, if you need a developer or a database guy or whatever. And so the speakeasy popped up, Launch Fishers popped up in Fishers. So these are places that now a young person that just wants to start up, they've got an idea to start up online. They can literally go and get a desk for the day, spend a couple bucks, you know, and get everything they need to start a real business online.
Doug Carr of DK New Media talking about some of the challenges of growing Indiana's high-tech sector. Coming up, what it's like at one of the new startups helping drive the state's technology growth.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
The TechPoint Mira Awards, a major annual gathering of the state's high-tech professionals, is Saturday night in Indianapolis. Of course, that would be last night if you're catching up with us on Sunday. The awards are often an early look at some of the most interesting new tech companies, many of them startups operating with little staff or revenue. We've been talking with Doug Carr, CEO of DK New Media, a marketing technology startup in downtown Indianapolis, and on a recent Friday, a hangout for the weekly open house among friends, clients, and seemingly anybody else who stops by.
What's going on here today? We hear voices in the background, and for people who've never been in an office like this, this isn't like an insurance office. The colors and the sense of there's something new going on here.
You know, when we started DK New Media, we even had the idea that we wanted to be a meeting place for people. So, you know, we've got Isaac from Tinderbox, one of our clients. He loves coming down here and working. Their offices are in Broad Ripple, but he gets to get away and actually go heads down. And then we get to talk to him. Obviously, he's a client, so it works well. Anita Baker's here, who's we're going to lose her to the West Coast, but Anita's been helping out us with different projects off and on with writing and research and stuff. And then we've got Harry Howe, who has a leadership consultancy here in town.
So on a Friday afternoon, you're in a sort of a downtown, not exactly high-rise, an old former bank building, right?
Yeah. We're in a refurbished building that's pretty cool, and we have an office with a couch and TV, and we invite people to come in on Fridays. We invite people in all the time because we've got boardrooms. We've got like 5 boardrooms that people could use whenever they wanted. But we especially like on Friday getting anybody in here, either students that just want to get exposure and ask questions. IU Kokomo came down for the Friday one afternoon. And then we've got different companies, different clients, and we truly try to make it a wind down for the week. We're all working hard, so we force ourselves on Fridays to take a break and, you know,
so this is your open house kind of.
It is. That's exactly it. It's an open house. But I think it's a little bit more value. We're not trying to sell anybody here. We're just trying to network and relax, meet and greet, you know, talk over different things. Sometimes, you know, it could be Angie's List in here. It could be, you know, a medical insurance company in here. It could be Lifeline Data Centers. You don't know who you're going to meet one day when you're coming in.
Are there cases where there's a development or something happens because of the synergy of different people walking by?
I saw a great presentation on ideas are like pregnancies, you know, and that's that you don't have one without more than one person involved. And I think it's really true. I think it's when you're sitting down, and we have a number of ventures like that, when you're sitting down and one person has a solution, but they don't really know what to do with it, the other person has a problem, and they don't have the solution. And so having these conversations, we're always seeing ideas sprout up.
Is there an example of that that you can think of?
We've got a friend, Adam Small, who owns a company, Digital Home Info. He deals with hundreds of real estate companies and realtors in town. He's built a real estate marketing platform. One of the hard things that he had was getting email out of the system, and integrating to all these third parties was pretty difficult. So he built his own email platform. And when we saw that, we saw an opportunity where we're working with some content management systems that have a really hard time integrating to email. So we're actually working with Adam proactively on a product right now that integrates email right to a content management system. So you could be writing your blog post and then start writing an email right in the same interface. And we hope to have that up, probably within the next month. So.
What are the opportunities for young people in your business? What skills do they need to bring? Who's finding employment?
The active people are the ones finding it, the ones that are doing it. We had a young kid in here, young graduate. He was looking for his $50,000 a year job or whatever, and he wasn't finding it because of the climate right now. And, our advice to him was, go do it without money. You're not getting paid now. You won't get paid if you're doing it tomorrow for somebody, but you're going to start building that credibility. The problem that we have in online is that it's moving so rapidly that the students that we're getting out of universities right now, they learned from a system that's no longer here, right? They learned the traditional print and broadcast and everything else. And the irony is that the high school students that are starting today already know how to mix digital movies and sound and everything else. And so there's a real gap, I think, for the next few years where marketing people, if you're coming out of school, you have to have experience to get into this business. If you don't have experience, you have to go get that experience. And you might not get paid for that. You might just have to go do it. Go help your church, go help a nonprofit, go help a small business that doesn't have resources, and go show what you can do. Build that portfolio. Once you build that portfolio, folks like us will listen to you.
Doug Carr, CEO of DK New Media, a marketing technology startup in downtown Indianapolis, about the tech sector. The TechPoint Mira Awards, basically the Oscars for Indiana's tech companies, are Saturday night. Or last night, if you're hearing us on Sunday. It's fascinating to look at some of these fast-growing companies, the very bright people running them, and wonder what might become of the state's business superstars. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time, and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Reminder that we also need your stories, ideas for places we should go, and people we should talk to. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.